Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 99 The Game, John Friggy with you on a Father's Day Sunday for another hour. Braves going for a sweep at the AA Rockies today, then tomorrow day off, then the MESS come to town. The 13-game run begins, 13 straight games in the division, 7 of which are against the Mets, 3 against the Marlins, 3 against the Phillies, and in 2 weeks we'll find out really where the Braves kind of stand and all. We're talking about the Braves, you know, is Ronald Acuña Jr. Boy, it'd be nice in front of him. 7 home runs, 13 RBIs. It ought to be more like 7 home runs, 19 RBIs, but that's a different story. Can Ronald Acuña Jr., could he miss 50 games and still be the MVP? Could he actually do? The dude's like the best player. It's like, yeah, I'll just go back to 40-70 guy. I'll just show up and do, except he won't do the 70 thing. He's got one stolen base, and I don't think anybody out here, this is what we talked about, redoing Ronnie, reimagining Ronnie. I mean, he's on pace right now for like 57, 58 home run pace. I'm good with him turning into Barry Bonds. I don't know about anybody else. I don't need him to steal. He can steal 12 bases. Don't care. If he wants to hit 55 to 60 home runs every year, I got to go with that. I'll take that. Wow. So we're talking about that. We're talking about the USGA and this Goonie golf here. Is it something one of the callers said they really enjoyed it? I mean, it was a true test. Well, let's find out, which is what the USGA wants. The problem is on television, there's no cheers. There's no roars. It's just dead TV. It's, oh. And people, then they realize it's so tough. They start applauding for like, you're within 3 feet. You're like, yeah, he's within 3 feet. And I'm like, oh, okay. There was a major trade this morning, late this morning in the NBA. The Memphis Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to Orlando. That isn't the story, though. The story is what Orlando gave up to get Desmond Bane. Name certainly familiar around here, Kadarius Caldwell-Pope. Another one to many of you, Cole Anthony. So Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony. And 4 first-round picks. And a first-round pick swap. So they sent Caldwell Pope, Anthony, 4 first-round picks, and a first-round pick swap to get Desmond Bane. And somebody asked me, well, what is Trey Young's value? Well, yeah, 4 first-round. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen here 10 days before the draft. I'm just saying, yeah. What do you want? We want this guy, 5 first-round picks. I mean, yeah, right? Desmond Bain gets four first-round pick? Okay. Let's get to your calls and your reaction to all of this and more. Who's first up here? I got to kind of lost the order there, Josh, a little bit. Let's go to Philip. Hey, Philip, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, John? Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, you as well.
The next 13 games would be Phillies, Mets, and Marlins. What's your outtake on what we need to do as far as winning, say, like 75-25, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, let's take the Marlins out of it for a second, even though I know that they obviously games
okay,
and they count.
Let's
focus on
that. I'm glad you said that.
And I'm not trying to despair that because it counts, obviously. But it's the Mets and the Phillies are more important. So you got 10 games against the Mets and Phillies. If you can go 6-4 in those 10 games, I think you are, because you got to start making up ground in not only the standings against the two, but you also have to start making up ground in terms of tiebreakers against them, head-to-head tiebreakers. So if you come out of these 13 games, you're 7 back in the wild card. If you come out of these 13 games north of 500 and maybe you're 6 back in the wild card or 5 back in the wild card, and now maybe you're not 7 games under 500, maybe you're 4 games under 500, now I think you're in a position where you, by the All-Star break, you can say, okay, we're starting to contend, and now we can make some moves.
And maybe get some help.
Yep.
On the
what about
thing,
you?
Y'all have, I agree totally what you discussed. I've got it's just my wife and me with my our daughter Caitlin coming to visit, whatever. But I went at my camping vacation grill just went out, which was an Ozark thing. But I bought the Blackstone flat grill, a little small one.
Yep.
Which the flat grill?
Yeah, no, I know. I've seen them. Yeah, the little ones. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got to use a little propane things, but it works pretty good. As far as the grill mark, I like the grill mark. I'm wondering if there's not some kind of little thing you could set on the grill to heat up and then throw that meat on there to get that grill
mark. That's a good question.
That's
a good question. I don't know. I mean, maybe there is. Maybe they
make
an attachment or some kind of a thing that I just have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't go on their website to look.
I've just done shish kebab and hamburger so far, but I have not done a steak yet.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that. So we'll have to check that out. Appreciate it, Philip. Thanks much.
Okay.
404, happy Father's Day to you. 404, yeah, I've seen those little, there's a name for them in the Blackstones. I was trying to think what it is. I've seen those. I don't have one, but I've seen them. Okay, it escapes me right now. Let's go to Paul. He's on with John. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Mr. Fricky? Happy Father's Day, my friend.
You as well.
War Eagle, I think the Deuce might get loose a little bit earlier than expected, and I'm looking forward to it. When it comes to the Falcons, you're right about Penix, and it's the small things. You watch him with the 8-yard ins and outs and the 15-yard hooks. He's so accurate, and his hands are huge. And you never know, when you get to Tampa Bay or Carolina and outdoors and it's raining, them big hands are going to come in handy.
He can move. I mean, we know that they don't want him to run like he did when he was in Indiana because of the fear of injury. But he can move. The dude, he can scoot. He's got legs.
Correct. And I said 5 years ago they should have moved McGarry to guard because of his arm length. And that might come in handy, too, now. Being that right side with a lefty. I look for Pitts to have a big year. I really do. He's got a good quarterback that can get him the football.
Well, that's what Penix has said he wants to do. Penix has made it clear he wants to unlock Kyle Pitts. The only thing about this, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this because I'm tired of this conversation. Kyle Pitts is going to be on the team. Let's see what he does. If he doesn't do any good or the team doesn't do any good, we'll revisit this at the trade deadline because he is in the final year of his contract. And you're not going to pay him if he isn't. No, hang on. I want to ask you a question here about Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
If everybody who hates Kyle Pitts and wants him traded, right, why do you think there are so many teams – raising their hands to trade for him? I mean, there's half a dozen or more that want him. Why? Contenders, by the way. Why?
Because he's a 6'5", 255-pound man who could run a 4.4 40. and he's a tight end. You know, he's not, he never was a blocking tight end if you watched him at Florida. I mean, you never really ever saw him block. He was always going out for passes. That's what he does. And I expect, hope, Kyle Pitts can be unlocked by Penix. When it comes to the Hawks, don't be shocked if Trey Young does get traded.
Well, there's something there that they haven't told us.
It's been years. Yeah.
There's something there they haven't told us. I mean, they obviously rejected any idea of losing Quinn Snyder, though. And the other part of that is that Quinn Snyder took this job specifically because he wanted to work with Trey Young.
Correct. And
so we'll
Ronald
see.
Acuna. Ronald Acuna is the best player in baseball.
Yeah.
Just watch him. Everybody
isn't that
knows
amazing?
I can miss a year and
not miss a beat.
Yeah, just imagine if he hit third or fifth, how many ribbies he'd have.
Yeah, they got to figure that out. They tried that, and I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for the call. Happy Father's Day. Yeah. They tried that with him, Josh. What, like four or five years ago? They tried that. They put him at cleanup for a period of time.
Yeah, it was several years ago. Yeah,
but it didn't work, and he didn't like it. He didn't respond to it. He wanted to bat in front of guys. So I don't know. I mean, that's why I said it was so important for Michael Harris to inhabit that nine spot and for Michael Harris to just, you know, try to get on base Michael Harris so that he could, because once Michael Harris is on base, because really who's the best base stealer on the team right now? It's Michael Harris. And so if Michael Harris is on base in front of Ronald Acuna, is not only somebody on base for the potential of a pop, but also because he attracts attention, right? And that's when mistakes happen. In the zone. So we'll see how they play this. Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Chin. He's on with John. Happy Father's Day and welcome, Chin.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you, John. Love you. Love your show. And I want to send my happy Father's Day to every father and everybody who's had to step up and act like a father to raise good people.
Right, exactly. But, hear.
I got nothing for you sports-wise. I got something crazy for you on barbecue-wise. So I know you have suffered and your listeners have suffered my, hey, I used to live in Oklahoma, ramblings. There's a company out there called Hasty Bake, HASTYBAKE. I got no horse in this race. I'm not a distributor. I don't got friends who work there. I don't own one. But this is one of those cult things that if you know, you know. It used to be that this was all contained in the state of Oklahoma. So if you ordered one of these things, it was like a 4-month wait. And like there's like a couple of barbecue restaurants where their whole concept is their kitchen is ventilation on the roof and like 30 of these guys in the kitchen. So they're literally baking and barbecuing and smoking meat indoors in these things as like their substitute for grills. Now obviously they got regular prep work and stuff like meat grinders or something, but this is a thing you could take a look at. It's a madman. My friends had them.
Well, it sounds like all I'm hearing is dollar signs, and I am not in, you know, I'm 500 is my limit. I'm not going over.
There's a $649 model. It's made all in the U.S. And the thing is nothing but like metal. It's not like ceramics or nothing. You know, just take a look. You'll look at it and you're like, holy cow, this thing's built like a tank. And there's just no joke. It's the difference between throwing a bullet left-handed and like shooting it. It's just an amazing thing.
All right. I'll check it out. I wrote it down. I'll take a look here. Thanks, Jen.
Have a great week.
Yeah,
bye.
You too as well. I'll take a peek at that. I'm game for just about anything. I don't want to oversell this, guys. I mean, it's two people. I probably use the grill once a week. Okay. I'm not doing 42 chicken breasts and running a restaurant, and I don't smoke anything, you know, as far as you know, not anymore, as far as you know. Anyway, not that I didn't. I don't want to. What's the line when Josh, when you're in the cop shop, you know, I plead the fifth. I don't want to say anything that might incriminate me. Is that what you say?
You just keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I refuse to answer. Where's my attorney? I've never had to go through that, so I don't know. Thank God I've never had to go through that. It was one of my goals in life was to never have anybody put me in handcuffs or lock me behind a door. Only because that doesn't fly in my world. I don't want that. Nah, don't lock me in. Don't lock me in. No. And so far, 65 years worth, I haven't had that happen, so that's good. Not that it shouldn't happen at some point. What's the line in Stripes? Convicted? Bill Murray's line? Convicted? Yeah, never convicted. All right. Quick break as we continue on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Father's Day Live with John Fricke on Sports Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. You ever see one of those headlines when you're poking around where you read it and you go, you want to be really snarky? Well, no blank Sherlock. Really? No. You're kidding me, right? And all this college football stuff that I have, 69 days away from week zero. Florida State says that other teams are cheating the new cap rules with backdoor booster NIL deals. Florida State says others are cheating the new cap rules with backdoor booster NIL deals. No. Josh, really?
They just sound salty at this point.
Really? Shocker. Of course they are. Because the new cap rules have nothing to do with NIL. They only have to do with collectives. NIL and collectives are not the same thing, guys. What is NIL? This is why words mean things. This is why I preach to you all the time, and I don't want to be preachy about it, but it's important to have clarity and words mean things. Why I hate the term NIL? What is an NIL? Do you know that Michael Jordan had an NIL? Yeah. Yeah. You know why? It's called an endorsement. It's an endorsement. Okay? It's an endorsement. Your name and your image and your likeness are used to endorse. Yeah, professionals call them endorsements. Hey, you got right? In college, we go, no, it's an NIL. No, it's not. It's an endorsement. You, of course it is. And there's no cap on endorsements. This is a free market. If some such and such wants to pay so-and-so $10 million to endorse his or her product, God love them, you know, because it's another thing that's important, again, in clarity. All of you have to understand that in life, whether we're dealing with this issue in college athletics or in anything in life, it's super important that you really adopt this. It really is. You need to have clarity. It is never in any contract negotiation, in any negotiation whatsoever, when it involves some kind of recompense, something back to you, it is never, ever what you're worth. Okay, I'm worth more. No, it's never, ever, not what you're worth. It's only what you can negotiate. You might be worth $5 million. I can negotiate $22.50 an hour. Well, okay, sucks to be you. You might be worth $22.50 an hour, but they're willing to pay me $5 million. Hey, it's only what you can negotiate. It's never what you're really worth. And you have to grab, that's a concept you got to grab in your life, okay? Because otherwise you'll just spin in your, I can't believe that Bob is making more than me. Well, Bob negotiated a better deal than you, champ. He's not worth as much as me. Well, then go in and renegotiate the deal. Well, they might cut me and I might not get anything, or they might fire me. Well, then I guess maybe Bob is worth more than you, or maybe he's just a better negotiator. I don't know what to tell you, but your deal's your deal, okay? It's like, yeah, it's the way it is. Ryan is with us. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Father's Day, John.
Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Yeah, first time, Father. I'm a native Atlantan, so got a couple of discussions to have with you about the Hawks and the Falcons. But number one, when the rumblings about Trey Young being traded 2 or 3 years ago were being surfaced, I was completely on board with it. At the time, Trey seemed a bit of a malcontent, the leader that the team needed him to be as the highest paid player on the team. But he's really seemed, as much as I can't believe it, he's really seemed to grow into that role. And I think the Hawks are a lot closer than people think to making a real impact in the East. I think Boston, Texas stepped back this year with Jason Tatum's. He'll be out for the entire year with that torn Achilles. So I think it's realistic, and maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I think it's realistic to be a 3 or 4 seed in the East this upcoming season. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, get Jalen Johnson healthy, you stay healthy. You know, the team has year two of Dyson, year two of Zach, due to Dyson on the team, obviously, you know, does a better job of getting the bench. I think Quinn Snyder's got something where I don't disagree with anything. I think your analysis is on. I said there, I think they're a 50-win team. And, you know, again, what were the Pacers this year? A 50-win team. But we'll see. But my problem isn't that. My problem is, why are we firing Landry Fields in order to do what? What was it? Landry wanted to make the trade and they didn't? Or, you know, I understand why Travis Schlenk was fired, because Travis told me. All right, but he was demoted, and what the issue was between Travis and management. I understood that, at least from his side. I just can't figure out, are they going to do something in the next 10? Because this trade today, you know, Desmond Bane getting Caldwell Pope, Anthony, and 4 first round picks. Whew, for Desmond Bane.
That's deep. That's deep. I thought we had overpaid for DeJounte Murray, but that's a whole nother level there.
Right.
Hey, just real quick on the Falcons. You had a national analyst on a couple of weeks ago, and they, you know, the national analysts try to have their finger on the pulse of all 32 teams, but they, you know, his comments I completely disagreed with. I think what you run into with Pitts, you know, having been a Falcon fan my entire life, watching every game, Pitts is not extending the effort, and you can't teach effort, John. You know, I mean, I'm afraid what's going to happen this year is he's going to have a breakout season. It's a contract year. He's going to sign a big deal with either the Falcons or someone else, and then he's going to revert back to that lackadaisical type of approach. He routinely takes plays off, John. I understand that, you know, when he had a quarterback, he did something. That was his first year in the league. He probably had something to prove. But year two, three, and four, granted, he had Desmond Ridder and Mariota and others throwing it to him. But, I mean, we all saw it here locally. He would routinely take plays off. I mean, it would happen constantly. And so what you need is someone on your team with some dog in them, somebody that wants to go out there on every play and dominate the person that's across the line of scrimmage from him. And I don't think Kyle Pitts is that person, unfortunately. He's a physical freak. But you got to have the dog in you, John, and I'm wondering what your comments are on that.
No, I mean, we'll find out. Your points are taken. I'm not arguing anything you're saying. Will Michael Penix bring out the best in him? Will we see that? I mean, we're all going to be monitoring. No question about it. Of course the Falcons are, because the Falcons are not about to make him an extremely high-paid asset on this team if he doesn't show that he can do that every time, and if they don't have a reason to believe that he's going to do that moving forward. No, I get that. Look, as much under the – everybody's – as much as Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot are on the clock, so is Kyle Pitts. It's his contract year. I mean, is there a chance he goes out there and contributes in his contract year and then doesn't do it after that? Of course, you run that risk. That's why you have to do such a deep evaluation as to whether or not that's going to be the case. And don't make a mistake. No, I agree.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, that's all I had. Love the show, John. Thanks for everything. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, you too as well, Ryan. Yeah, no, I mean, Josh, it's hard not to know that Ryan's – I think Ryan's just giving voice to what we all – well, into something to be true. I mean, supremely talented when he wants to be, but, you know, what's the want to, as they say, you know? So we'll find out. And, yeah, I think there's always that chance that – we see guys in their contract years, you know, so the Falcons will monitor that, you know, and this is the sign of a good GM. You know, he could have a blowout year and everybody's going, oh, you got to sign him to this big deal. And suddenly he's gone. And people are like, well, I can't believe you got rid of him. Well, the GM is seeing things you're not seeing. You know, maybe the GM is seeing him take, you know, remember, let's not forget, Pitts got called out by Zach Robinson for just that about what, 2 weeks ago, right? Zach called him out. Said, yeah, we got to see more of this. You know, he's got to want this. He's got to show us. He's got to prove to us that he can be down in, down out, that guy. Because if he's not, you know, he could make a dozen big plays this year, 15 big plays. But if he's still sloughing on 50%, because they take notes on every player on every play. The position coach is noting, did he run the route? Did he do this? Did he make the right block? Did he do that? You know, what are you doing in practice? I mean, that's extensive. You're not going to be putting Mr. Blank's money into something that you can't sit there and say, because if you go, yeah, but we got a problem with this and this still, you know, I mean, yeah, there's the upside, but so what you'll do is you'll say, yeah, he's just not worth that kind of cash. I mean, if that's the case, then that's the case. So, again, this is, we'll all be monitoring this. Because there's no doubt, you know, I think a lot of teams, look, everybody recognizes his downfield ability. He might be the biggest downfield threat tight end in the entire NFL. Okay, let me repeat that for the hard of hearing. Kyle Pitts might be the biggest downfield threat of any tight end in the NFL. However, that might only be one out of every three plays. Right? That's the issue here. It's the issue that Zach Robinson addressed directly. So how do you fix that? What kind of risk do you take that he won't revert to that? It's fair, you know, but there's a reason that other teams want to have him, because they think that if he does, that's another reason, by the way, other teams would like to have him now, because he is in a contract year. If they could get 1 year out of him, if he locks in on a contract year and has a huge year for him, then they can say goodbye. You know, and by the way, here's the other thing too. He could go into a contract year, have a big year, and other teams could still have a question mark, you know, attached to him. And the Falcons, if they want to, if he has a big year, they don't have to sign him to a contract. Falcons have an option that nobody else has. They can tag him and do another year. And say, okay, you want that contract, we're going to tag you for a year. Now you got to give us that next year. And if he does in the next year, then you go, guess what you can do? You can tag him again. You can string this guy along. The Falcons have that option that other teams don't. And so you could basically put him in three back-to-back-to-back contract years. Tag him in, and if he doesn't, then you go, okay, we're done. Right? So there's that too. But there's a lot of, look, there's a lot involved here. But I don't want to get lost in broke down liar or, you know, I haven't given Kyle Pitts a nickname yet because he hasn't earned one yet in my book, or Kyle Pitts. I don't want to get lost in these individuals here, okay? What I want to get into is, this is why I don't want them to be distractions on their own level. I want this to become a unit and a team because we got something to accomplish here that doesn't involve the individual statistics of a formerly great quarterback or a tight end who's got great upside. Okay, it's not about their individual. It's about what we do in the W column, okay? So I don't want to get too wrapped up in all that. All right, it is a Father's Day on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. One more segment. By the way, Josh, who is coming up? Who's coming up at the top of the hour? Do you have Eric Slaughter, our buddy Eric Slaughterhouse? He has called his show the Slaughterhouse, right? Or is that the Steakhouse? He should just be the Steakhouse.
I mean, I think the Slaughterhouse would be a little just, more apropos, but
you know, he should just steal it.
Time out with Eric Slaughter.
Oh, it's time out with Eric. He's got a name for it. I don't have a name for my show. You know. I know that some people would say, you suck with John Fricke. No, I mean, or something like that. I don't know. I never had a name for my show. I don't name my shows. You name your car, that's fine. I don't name my car, okay? Don't name my car. Do you ever name a car, Josh?
I think I might have named, like, the very first car I had, but I didn't have it for very long because it was a piece of junk. So I don't remember the name of it. It was an 87 Volvo. I can't even remember what model it was, but that thing was a piece of junk. I got it for $100 at an auto auction.
Yeah, my first car was a 76 Pinto, exploding Pinto, so I'm with you.
And it was a manual, and I had never driven a manual before, so I had to kind of teach myself how to drive a manual, which yeah. To the day I love driving manual. I love
driving a stick, too.
Sticks are so much fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I got so good with the stick that it was just second nature. As a matter of fact, when I went out of the stick to my first, you know, automatic after the stick, it was weird for a long time because I wanted to, you know, automatically shift.
Yeah, no, I had to say it's a weird sensation.
I would push a phantom clutch with my left foot. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's nothing there. All right, quick break as we continue on Sports Radio 99 The Game on Father's Day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Eric Slaughter coming up, time for the hour here. I'll be here on Juneteenth on Thursday from 10 to 2. I never really, Josh, got into all this really good college football stuff that I have. 69 days away from week zero. We got to start talking about college football because there's some questions to be had out there, you know, and all this. You know, I know Phil Steele's magazine. I should get a hold of Phil and have him on. Matter of fact, I think I will. Phil Steele and I go back long way to when he started the magazine. I've known Phil for 40 years. He's a good dude. He's a really good dude. You know, it's one of those weird things, Josh, where I've probably interviewed Phil Steele. I did a weekly thing with Phil for, it was me and Phil for an hour. I did that for a year. So that's probably 50 times right there, not including the other 40 years where I've interviewed him on radio and television, but never in person. Well, in television, never in person, and radio, never in person, just on the phone and radio or on a satellite link in television. And I've interviewed him, 200 times, a lot. And Phil and I have talked over the years, and he's out of Northern Ohio, out of Cleveland area. And we've never met. It's weird. Phil and I have said, this is so weird. We've never met each other in person. I've talked to him hundreds of times. Never met him. We just don't, because I don't ever get to Cleveland.
Yeah, who goes? Nobody goes to Cleveland.
You know, I mean, well, you do if you're working, I guess.
Well, you got to go to Cleveland, but it's not a destination, I guess. Unless right, you wanted to travel to Cleveland to meet him.
Right, I mean,
one of those, like,
much as I like
situations.
Phil, no, I'm not making the trip to Cleveland to meet Phil. I got, you know,
go have
love
a nice
you, Phil.
Lunch with him, you know?
yeah, it's just not anywhere near anything for me, okay? It's not like I'm going different directions, okay? Yeah, I got a mom. My mom lives in Dallas, Texas. Nah, it's not on the way. My dad lives in the very tippy top of the mid of Michigan, Traverse City. Nah, it's not. No, nowhere near Cleveland. My daughter lives, in West Midtown. No. Rest of my family lives in Omaha. No. nowhere near. I've been through Cleveland a few times. I actually did a story one time, spent like 3 days, this was a long time ago, where I had too much time, too much fun on the flats. It was one of those nights. So I actually enjoyed Cleveland the time I was there. Of course, it wasn't exactly the height of Lake Erie winter. It was both summertime. I was, you know, that might be a different story. You're at the height of Lake Erie winter. You're like, yeah, this isn't so much fun. But I've never met. So I should get, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm getting off track here. So Phil's come out with the magazine, Phil Steele's College Football Preview, which is the Bible of college football. I don't say that there are a whole bunch of people in the country that know more about college football, you know, because I was a college football anchor, so many networks covered it for 46 years. Phil, no, oh, man, there is literally nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean zero. Zero people that know more about college football than Phil Steele. Zero. He is no. And by the way, that's not me telling you that. That's everybody that would tell you that. Okay. So when he gets his magazine out, and it's out now, you can go to, this is, Phil's not paying me for this. I'm just that big a deal. Phil Steele, STEELE. Okay. There's an extra E in the end. Phil Steele. PhilSteele.com. To get the magazine. It's so good. It's the absolute Bible. And we all use, literally everybody in my business uses it. You go, why do you still buy a magazine? It's that good. I mean, there's an online version, but the magazine's just easier to deal with as a reference. It's literally it's so good. I mean, Athlon's is good too. Don't get me wrong. There's some good ones. There used to be in college football, Josh, how old are you, Josh? I don't even know that I know.
I'm 44.
Do you remember Street and Smith's?
Of course I remember Street and Smith's.
Do you remember Game Plan?
Game Plan's not ringing a bell. I do remember Street and Smith's, though.
Do you remember Don Heinrich?
Heinrich, yes.
Do you remember Goalpost?
I remember Goalpost, yes.
Okay, so there would be Street and Smith's, Athlon's 2, Don Heinrich 3, Game Plan 4, and Goalpost 5. So there are 5. There were 5. The market had 5 magazines when Phil came into it. 5. And I would get all 5. Okay, and at that time, the Bible was really Street and Smith's. Okay, that was really kind of the Bible one. And then here comes this guy, Phil Steele, with so much more information. It was like more than all the other 5 books combined. I think he felt like if he put together an encyclopedia that what would happen was, and this was the brilliance of what Phil did, is that people in the business would use his, because it was like, oh, okay, I don't need the rest of these, you know, because like Game Plan and Goalpost were fine, but you would have like a one sheet on a team, okay? And it'd be one page on this team. And it would just talk to you about some of the guys they had coming back and show their schedule. And you'd learn a little bit of something about Notre Dame or Navy or USC or something. But, you know, and there'd be a prediction on the conference and something like that. You know, it wasn't much. It was nice. It was good. It was interesting reading. But it was kind of like you could read Game Plan in, well, you know, Goalpost was the same way as Game Plan. So, Josh, you could read it in 2 hours, right? I mean, it wasn't like any. Phil Steele's book, you want to read Phil Steele cover to cover? What are we looking at? A week? 2 weeks? It's, yeah. You know, all the PS numbers. Man, the amount. And then now, this day and age, with the transfer portal, oh my God. You know? So this is, I mean, because the transfer portal, let's keep in mind, transfer portal is not done. There'll be another window here. So it's like, you know? Hitting hope. Though they're talking about changing the transfer portal and going down to one portal here. Finally, that's a discussion they're finally having. I don't know if you saw that this week, Josh. They're discussing one portal. Okay? One. There needs to be one portal. There needs to be one two-week portal window, and there needs to be one signing day. Okay? Enough of this two signing days, multiple portals. No. One portal, one signing day. That's it. Let's make this clean for everybody. And so, especially now, because this whole signing day, they came up with this concept. Well, Josh, when did they do the early signing period in December? Maybe 7, 8 years ago, something like that. They had National Signing Day in February, and then they said we're going to have an early signing day so that some of the guys could get signed by January 1st and be involved in the spring practices. Do you remember that? It was like 7, 8 years ago they came up with this idea.
I don't really remember the year, but I kind of remember when it first came about.
Right. And so it sounded like a good idea at the time because they figured, well, you know, you can go out and sign 5 or 6 guys and get ahead on your class and those guys can come in. Well, it turned out that became the signing day. And the problem with that was it was coinciding with this brand new playoff. And so you had guys coaching playoffs and trying to recruit at the same time.
Yeah, it was 2017.
Yeah, okay, 7 years ago. 8 years ago. That was close. And it's just been a disaster. And so moving everything past into like late January, one portal, one signing day, go back to the traditional February signing day, you know, just whatever, just one portal, one signing day. You know, it's National Signing Day, everybody signs on the same day. There's a 2-week portal window. You're either in or you're out, and that's it. You can't move. For you're frozen for a year, you know. I mean, I have no problem with that. As long, my only issue with that is I would like to see the players have a say in that through athletes.org. I would like to see. I want, but then again, largely I want to see college football. This is why I think this whole house settlement with the NCAA is a joke. I want to see collective, some form of collective bargaining taking place.
Don't you think the athletes would advocate or one have a larger or more windows as opposed to you wanting?
Yes,
to
I'm sure
it
they
down.
Would ask for that. Yes, they would ask for that. But then, you know, then what do you give on the other side? You know, I mean, that's why you negotiate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, yes. But that's what happens in the NFL. Remember, they went from two-a-days to not two-a-days. They went from, you know, limiting practice. You know, and some players say that, you know, limiting practice means less hitting in practice, which they say is leading to more soft tissue injuries and not less. And so, but I don't know. I mean, because they're just not in the shape they used to be in the hitting shape they used to be in. But no, that's all negotiated. Sure. Yeah. I have no problem with that. But I think there ought to be some collective, you know, bargaining agreement. I also, by the way, extend that out not just to the athletes, but also to the coaches as well. I think, you know, one of the untold things here is we've got to get a hold of these coaches' salaries and put them in a collective bargaining situation so we all understand what the parameters are. I'm not trying to limit how much money they make. I just want to know what the limit is here because they did put into this new house settlement, there is now a new structure for buyouts as part of the deal, okay? And these buyouts so that you're not getting absolutely clobbered into oblivion for buying a coach out, you know, so... there is some of that going on, which it's not totally worthless, this House versus NCAA thing. I just don't think it's going to be all that effective because it's really not how enforceable it is through this new CEO is another debate. That's why when Florida State comes out and says other teams are cheating the new rules with backdoor booster NIL, well, no kidding, because it's not enforceable. Well, what are you going to do? You can't prevent it from happening. It's not illegal for me to pay you. Josh, it would not be illegal for me to pay a player at Georgia, not that I would, but any player at Georgia, hey, I want you to promote my new website, johnfreaky.com. I'll pay you $1 million. That's not an illegal thing to do because there's no collective bargaining that says he can't. And it's just two men doing a deal. You know, I mean, that's it. Of course, because it's not, again, it's not a backdoor NIL deal. It's just a, it could, back, I love how they term this. Florida State says others cheating new rules with, and they call it backdoor booster NIL deals. They are not backdoor booster NIL deals. That's not correct. They're simply endorsements, okay? Whether they come from boosters, they're certainly not, they're not backdoor. They're doing it up front, okay? They're saying, hey, I'm going to pay this dude. There's no backdoor here. We're being, because there's no rule, no law. This is a free market. Adults can enter into contracts with other adults. It's called free market capitalism. It's the United States. So there's no backdoor. And it's whether it's boosters or not is irrelevant. Some, is it mostly boosters? Probably. Is it some that aren't? Maybe. I don't know. NIL, what's that really? It's an endorsement. An NIL deal is an endorsement. So it's not a backdoor booster NIL deal. It's simply they're cheating the cap rules. They're not even cheating, by the way, because it's not cheating because it's not illegal. They're just handing out endorsements. Does that mean some teams have an unfair advantage in getting players over the other because they can offer endorsement deals that others can't? Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, they do have that advantage. Well, well, that's not fair. Wait, nothing in life is fair. Since when has it ever been fair? You think that in some kind of golden age, 5 years, 7 years ago, that it was fair that Texas had a locker room with saunas and this and that and the song girls and everything else they had over there and the training table and all that? Was that fair to Prairie View A&M that didn't have it? I'm just saying, you talk to me about fair, okay? Come back in here and talk to me about what's fair in life, okay? It's just what it is. Now, especially when there's no agreement between parties, forget about individuals. There's no agreement between leagues. There's, you know, you got a consortium of leagues all making, and by the way, under the endorsement rules, each state, California and New Jersey, have different NIL rules than any other state. You know that? They're different. In California, basically, you can give anybody any amount, whatever you want to. One of the reasons some people said, hey, you know something? UCLA might be pretty good this year. Why? They spent a lot of money on players. UCLA. Some people have UCLA in the top 10. because they went out and went shopping. It's like they went on to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills and started picking guys out of the window. See how that works for them. All right, 404-726-0929, of course, is always the number. I'll talk to you Thursday, 10 to 2. Stand by for Eric Slaughter. Thanks to all of you that called in on our Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Josh, appreciate your work. Thanks much, brother. Talk soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.